He said, how long will you foolish ones love your simple ways and the scorners you that mock delight in scorning and fools hate knowledge? How long will you hate the things that Yahweh speaks to you to show you you? And you will mock and you will scorn. You will resent, you will reject, you will resist the knowledge and the revelation of Yahweh. How long will you continue to do that? He said, you're doing it, aren't you? Sure. He said, that's all right. He says to you, turn you when I reprove you. Turn you. Change your heart. Turn around. Change your actions. There are people that consistently do the same things over and over without any compulsion of changing. No whatsoever. Their attitudes are continuously the same. He said, turn you when I reprove you. He said, if you do this, I will pour out my Ruah unto you, upon you, and I will make known my truth, my Torah, my Tanakh, my revelation to you. He says this to you, because I called, and you refuse. Now that is what we do. We refuse him. Reject what he says. I will not do it. When one refuses something, they despise it. You take someone and you instruct them, they refuse to do it because they despise it. They literally hate and they reject. That's what refusing is. He said, you refuse. He said, I've stretched out my hand, and that hand represents his strength. I've shown you my strength. Did he not show Israel his strength and when he brought them out of Egypt? He said, no man even regarded it. No man even considered it's me. You don't even teach in your homes, Daddy. You don't even bring forth the light of Torah in your home. That's a shame. Mamas, there is no prayer. There is no strength of Torah. There is no exaltation of Torah in your homes at all. What an atrocity unto Yahweh. But you find time for simplicity, simple things, foolishness. You find time to scorn. You find time to mock. You find time to lie. You find time to do wicked things, don't you? He says, but you have set my counsel. You have set it not. All of my counsel means nothing. You say, to hell with Yahweh's counsel. Let it be cast into the dunghill. I reject what was said to me by the wise man, by the preaching of the word. I reject that. He said, you refuse not, Samba, but you said it not. You refuse all of my counsel, and you will not even hear my reproof. That's a fool. That's a fool. He said, you're not hearing any of my reproof. Now this is what he says. Yahweh says, I will laugh. I'm going to mock you. I will laugh at your calamity. I will laugh at your calamities, your distress, your trouble, your perplexities. I will mock you when your fear comes. That is the fear of this world, what it has done. It has not caused us to fear him. See, the wisdom of Yahweh caused us to fear him. This vile wisdom that is devilish, that is earthly, it calls us to fear our circumstances and our situations, our place, how we are regarded, how others perceive us, how they look upon us. It doesn't deal with how Yahweh sees you and what he wants and what he wants you to be. See, that's a sensual wisdom. It's devilish. It's devilish. It's devilish. It is from the gates of darkness. It's a devilish wisdom. It's not the wisdom of Yahweh. Yahweh said, I'm going to laugh. When your troubles and your daughters and your sons, your husbands, your wives are troubling you, and Yahweh said, I'm going to mock you. Because when I told you, do this, obey my Torah, instruct your house this way, you will not do it. You will not hear me. You will not receive what I say. He said, your calamity is going to come. Great vexation of trouble. And I'm going to laugh at you. This is not to the world. This is not to the world. He's not speaking to the world here. He is not speaking to the world. Do you understand that? He said, your calamity is going to come. And your deep troubles, they're going to siege your heart. You're not going to know which way to turn. And because of that fear, it's going to overtake you. You're going to tremble. You're not going to know how to respond. You're not going to even know how to deal with it. People today can't even deal with kids like that. They can't deal with them like that. He said, when your fear comes, I'm going to laugh. You reject my counsel. You will not do what I say. He said, and your destruction is going to come as a whirlwind. And this is it. When distress and anguish, not only distress, when a man is distressful and the anguish on top of that, he's already dysfunctional. And the anguish causes anger to rise and his hostility toward Yahweh. He said, when your anguish and your deep troubles that you can't even fathom, you can't even reason how to overcome this, is going to come as a whirlwind. I can't imagine what a whirlwind is and what, I mean, the strength of that. When I listen to the tornadoes that ripped the Midwest and the West, Oklahoma, and even South Carolina, I've heard the reports that it sounds like a locomotive. See, there's no sound like it that it caused the heart to tremble. There's nothing like a whirlwind. We experience Hugo, but a whirlwind, a tornado, it is a compact thing. It doesn't have the breath of destruction, but everything in its path, it destroys. And it drives like a diesel locomotive at the strength and the fullness of its power. Nothing stands in its way. Every tree, everything that is in its path is uprooted. It is a compact, tight, 145, 50 miles an hour. And that's the whirlwind of Yahweh. He said when it comes upon you, it is coming. This nation, your sons and your daughters, your husbands, your wives, why? Because the love of Torah is not in you. The love of His truth. The love of Yahweh. His heart. The heart of HaMashiach. We don't have that. We have a heart of stones. It's not a heart of flesh. Your heart of flesh loves Yahweh. It's pliable. A heart of stone. Look at your stony expressions and your stony faces. That you never, there's no expression of love ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh. There's someone that will listen tonight. They will be blessed. Whether you are not, makes no difference. He said, when your fear comes as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, with distress and anguish, and these are trouble. He said, then shall they call upon me. He said, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Why, Yahweh? For they hated knowledge, and they did not choose the fear of Yahweh. The fear of Yahweh is a strong refuge at the time of trouble. That is our hope. It is a refuge for His people. He said, they did not choose to fear me. They will not take any of my counsel. They despise not some, but all of my correction. Reprove a wise man. He will love you. He will become wiser. You correct a fool. You're going to get yourself a blot. A fool will hate you. Fool will despise you. And Yahweh say, in this time of trouble, because you rejected my disciplines, your desolation is going to come like nothing else. And it's going to overtake you because you're not going to have the strength and the fortitude to stand. Because all of that, Yahweh is a refuge. He is a great strength in time of trouble. Only Yahweh is. And if we're not in Him, you will know that you're in Him because you receive Yahweh's correction. And when you receive Yahweh's correction, it brings a song to your heart. Everything. Search scripture. We're such an ignorant generation. You got time for every kind of foolish thing, but you don't have time to love Yahweh. You can see in every place where Yahweh would deal with David when He would correct him. It would always bring a song to his heart. And He talks about that. Even Yisrael, even when He brought them out, that Miriam got the timbre and she began to sing. And all the prophetess Miriam and everyone began to sing and they began to dance. Why? Because they trusted and they believed Yahweh. This is a generation that has no song in them. The mama has no song. The daddy. The daddy, his mind is twisted and torted. And the mama, she is just as, she worse than him. The son, the daughters are as twisted and torted as them. HaMashiach wasn't that way. Shaul wasn't that way. But a man gets the will of Yahweh in his heart. He gets the strength of that truth in his heart. It makes a radical change. Behold, all things are passed away, and all things become new. I am a new creature. I'm a new man. I'm a new person in HaMashiach. Now, how could you say that you are the same old thing you were? And you say you're in him, and there's no newness to your life. Lies. Yahweh makes a radical change in one's life. He said, because the troubles and the troubles of the cares of this world, you're troubled because you care for the world, and you love the feedings of the world, and you don't love me, and that's this generation. You talking to me? Sure, I'm talking to you. They're going to wear their pimp feints in their whole fashion. That's what they're going to wear. Because it's the whorish generation. It's a generation of whoredom. It's a generation that turned its back on Yahweh. The children despise him because your parents despise him. I'm telling you. You know, I saw something the other day. I look at things in the dining hall and other places. I want to say this. I saw something that impressed my heart. I was blessed to see it. I saw Sister Horny Katara. In someone's scripture, they had opened the scripture. And undoubtedly, they were discussing a verse in scripture. Mama was showing the daughter. And the daughter was reading. She looking at Mama. The fingers on the verse. And I thought it was a very beautiful thing. You get a Vanity fan, they're all like that. You bring a whole book in the house with some Jezebel painted up like some toy. I tell you folks, if you already have the eyes and the mind of HaMashiach, look at them twisted folks and look at their heads. And they look deformed. To me, they do. And that's what they call beautiful. They got your little twisted daughters think that it's beautiful. It's not beautiful. But if you bring in the Vanity Fair, somewhat that Oprah Holsey, Oprah, what she says, you're fascinated with that. You will read that. Oprah got $1 billion. She'll spit on you. Bah! You mean nothing to her. Hallelujah. Why? My papa, my abba. The cattle upon 1,000 hills belong to him, and the earth, the olam, and the fullness thereof, it all belongs to Yahweh. If you were to feed him, what could you give him? Huh? Nothing. So I present unto him a palate of thankfulness, accolades of uplifting and worship and praise and exaltation, and with a song in my heart to tell him that you all. You are all that I need. In the midst of all of the troubles, I have a refuge. You know, I looked up that word, trouble. I may continue on this on the Shabbat. I simply want to just touch on something. Right? And this is what he gave me here. So I didn't go to the direction that I wanted to go. So I had to do something tonight, all right? You understand? I had to do something. But I may continue on that trouble on the Shabbat. It would amaze you what Scripture says. Reason we don't know because we don't love Scripture. And you got to get an affection for Scripture. You got to get an affection for Scripture. It has to be a love in your heart for Scripture. It has to be. You got to talk Scripture. You got to walk Scripture. You got to live Scripture. Something is wrong. You don't want to talk Scripture, husbands and wives. I love to talk Scripture. I preach Scripture. And I talk Scripture all and everything I do is Scripture. I preach Scripture. Sure, that's the way it should be. In your home. In your marriages, in your beds. M-I-L-F. Mama is a lousy, that's something, is it? How would he know unless he'd been in bed with Mama? That's this generation. That's how twisted it is. And the ignorant children think they know more than the mama or the daddy. That's stupid. Twisted little torted heads. Because you can add 2 plus 2. I'll tell you what, I can count to 100. If I got $20 bills and all add up to $600, I know what it is. Hallelujah. And the limitation of what I need to know, that's all right. I got thorough understanding of that. I know what the book implies. And that's more valuable than anything. This is the education here. Because you never graduate. May Yahweh help you. You that are listening, may help you tonight. Short sermon tonight. I can preach for 2 or 3 hours, but I'm going to stop here tonight. May Yahweh bless you and help you all. No pimp feint and no whole merchandise. None of that. They're destroying your children. They're destroying their minds. These false additives that they're putting in our food are just killing the people. When I was growing up, folks did not have the kinds of things they have today. They were not lethargic and lazy. That's how they was walking. No energy, no effervescence, no delight. And it's sad. It's pitiful. It's sad. The mom is that way. The dad is, the brothers and the sisters. It's pitiful. And it ought not to be. Something foolish, they will get all excited. I guarantee you, it was something that is a real thing. Everything in the world built upon some kind of fantasy illusion. Because they know they're dealing with a simple mindset today. That's why rich folks are rich. And they do not hang with folks like you and me. They hang with rich folks. Bill Gates lost, Microsoft lost enough money the other day. Did you all read that? He lost enough money other than 1 hour to buy all the Costco's in America. In 1 hour. He's still the richest man in America. His personal fortune went down $8 billion. So rich folks don't deal with people like you and me. They think about something silly because they know people are silly. Oh, they know what the rappers are doing are silly. They know that. Come on, man. Folks will buy that though. People will buy anything. You tell folks what they want to hear, they'll buy it. There was no man that got as rich as that Atkinson man with the Atkinson diets. Tell you can eat pork, just eat grease, eat what you want to. And folks went for that. Everybody was an expert on dieting then. Man, I had pork sausages and I had some, didn't have no bread. That's crazy. You can just eat any one particular thing. Your body's not going to get the nourishment it needs. And it's going to begin to, your chemicals in the balance is going to become all erratic. It's crazy. This is one of the most stupidest nations upon the face of the earth. And I say this before I close. When they go in there on Iran, and she's going to do it, woe unto this whole house. I was listening to the Secretary of Energy the other day. He said that you can look for it. Gas for the next 3 years, forget about it, it's going up. Mr. Lee Raymond said, I understand the woes, but that's just life. Why? Because you got a $400 million, $450 million golden parachute. You don't have to buy gas. When a man spending 20% of his wages on gas, it goes up to 30%. The stupid, ignorant world. He said, that's just life. Sorry. Before I came here, there was a report. I was listening to PBS. They're talking about maybe $10 a gallon. I said to Brother Dale, we were just talking about that, Brother Dale. I said, how could a man $10 an hour? He can't work. He's going to have to get a motorcycle. A paddle to work? How does a man, how would these brothers go out and get $10? Unless we get something to get 200 gallons of miles a gallon. He goes, shut this whole house down. He goes, shut America down. I'm telling you. The rich folks don't love you. That's why we have these marches in America with these gringos, these illegals. No, I got a problem with that. Because why? Because they're illegal. If they were legal, no problem. But they are illegals. They're not legals. They are illegals. They have no damn rights. No justice. What do you mean? Justice is applying the law to the principles. That's what justice is. The principles of law. So how can you have some kind of justice when you have broken the law, man? You're a felony. A little fella go out here with two rocks of crack. They put him in prison for 20 years. And these perverts come here and say, I won't respect like hell. Come on. Are you prejudiced? No, it's not prejudice. It's just dealing with truth. That's all it is. They're wrong. They've broken every law. Let the folks come from Haiti. Let those little poor folks come from there. They don't give a nickel what the rest down on that because they got folks that will do the work for nothing. They will do it. They will do it. They sent to the tune of almost $1 trillion a year back to Mexico. $850 billion. And if you look at all the Mexicans that run Mexico, their names are like Schmidt, Goldstein. They are not the ones like Jorge. Fox, that's not a Mexican name. They are the ones that run. You don't see them. But the Goldstein and the Schmidt. They are the ones that are tall. They're taller than these little short ones that come here. Now, I'm not mocking them. I'm saying what they're doing is wrong. It's wrong. They are illegals. They have broken the law. And the law does not protect them, neither do the Constitution, period. And so the wealthy are bringing them in. They create this class and they work them for little nothing. Sure they do. Why? Because they want to keep your wages down to $6 an hour. Come on, it's a miserable shame. You said we're making $8 an hour. $10. When 25 years ago I was making that. That was more of $10 than the value of a dollar has lost 40%. A dollar's worth about 62 cents now. You know something is wrong. And they're going to keep bringing them here. Sure they are. It's wrong. Man comes here legal. I have no problem with that. I can understand that. Don't you know that? What about the folks in China? They have 1 billion people there. And many of them are very hostile. They have a manifesto. Say every young white boy, 16 year old, kill him. I'm telling you. You all just don't read things the way I read things. Understand that. You all don't listen to the kind of things I do. You really just don't. It's all you can find on the radio, the newspapers. You just don't read them. You go to the comics. You like things that are just not reality. Maybe in the paper that I put on the table there. And that's their manifesto. Kill every young white male, 16 and over. They say, this is our country. This is our country. This is Mexico. It's part of Mexico. Now, if they are that great, then why not go back to Mexico and get that country right? You got folks over there in Darfur, in Sudan. They're dying by the thousands. They're killing them, the Janjaweeds. They're killing them every day. You got one of the most poorest nations in this hemisphere down in Haiti. One man said it's a shame because they will not let one Haitian come to this country. And yet they will not let the Haitians come here. They will not let them. They're going to stop those boats because it's a long way. They're going to stop them boats before they get to the shores of America. You believe me? And they come by the thousands every night. 26, 30 millions of them here. Now, I have no problem with someone coming legally and using the same right road. Well, they want civil rights. Well, what Mr. King was talking about, we were citizens of this country, the people of color. We were brought here in the slave ships. You understand? And our grandparents built this nation. And what he was saying, afford us the same dignity. These folks are coming from Mexico. They're breaking every law there is. These are felony laws. These are not misdemeanors. These are felony laws. And it's wrong. I don't care what some preacher, I don't care what the Pope says. It's wrong. I'm not against it. What I'm saying, what they're doing is absolutely wrong. Has nothing to do with some civil rights. They have no civil rights. No rights at all. Justice without law, you have no justice. And justice comes by law. So when you break the law, then what? When a man commits a felony in this nation, he can never vote again. They come and commit felonies. And yet they say, well, I want citizenship. It's wrong. And I don't agree with it. But nothing you're going to do to stop it. Nothing. It's a corrupt nation. And you think that they're not, this great onslaught and this great surge of people are not going to take your job. You are a fool. I'm telling you that now. You are a flat out fool because they got someone that will do your job. You make it 15, they do it for 8. There's a time that a brick mason nothing make $20 an hour, $25. He can't make that today. You can't make it. And that is just the truth. I'll never forget walking Pastor Bridges. He said, Pastor Robert, you can't make no money today. Because you got the illegals, they come and they will do a job that you know and the contractors know that you should get $800 or $1,000 for. They do it for $300. How do you beat that? You can't beat that. How do you compete with that? Well, nobody do the work. Well, you pay the man a fair wage. He'll get out there and hit it. You do the man right. He'll come out there and do the work. Pay him $5 an hour. Come on. Pay the man a righteous wage. There's a sore evil in the land. Wages kept back by the owner to their own hurt and their own destruction. That's the evil of this nation. They keep back the wages. Mr. Raymond get $450 million and the little folks there in Nigeria don't get a dime. They want to go down that bomb Mr. Chavez because he said, look, all these years you robbed and raped our nation. We want the poor folks to enjoy some of this money. And now they want to ride him out, railroad him out, say it's not a matter of democracy. And the man was elected by a democracy type of format. And now Mr. Bush, these dogs of hell, want to say that the man is wrong. Why? Because he will not capitulate to them. That man, you know how much, can I tell you how much the president of Venezuela makes a year? Can I tell you how much the president of that country makes? He makes $8,000 a year. And then he forwent $3,000 of that, giving it back to the government, $5,000. They don't make money like these dogs are here in this nation. That's all he makes. That's all they make. They don't live lavish like Mr. Bush. Man said he shook Mr. Bush's hands yesterday. He said it was so soft, it was soft as a baby's butt. He said he must do that work with them chainsaws. He must have on gloves. Because ain't no way his hands should be that soft. Yeah, I would speak forthright and outright about it. It's wrong. I don't care who it is. Black man, white man, Mexican. When they're wrong, they're wrong. I don't care who he is. Period. Indian man, I don't care who he is. When he's wrong, he's wrong. Yahweh says, you have omitted the most worthy of things. That is judgment and justice. And that ain't justice when you break the law. When you break Yahweh's Torah, how can you have justice without Torah? You can't. And so I speak out against it vehemently. a forthright. I don't care who hear it. I speak out against it. It's wrong. It's wrong. And they say we're going to march and say we're going to shut the nation down. I said to my wife, the first time I'm going to Walmart and then see, you know, really someone the Hispanic origin. They were Monday. They were all nobody. Nobody. They're here illegal. And a majority of them, 20 million here illegal. It's wrong. It's flat out wrong. Do you know how much money they've already spent in Iraq? They have spent, brothers and sisters, $480 billion. That's enough to sustain the state of South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida for 10 years. But you don't say they spent $480 billion. And the whole war of Vietnam, 12 years, right? Vietnam was 12 years. They only spent around $800 billion. This 3 years, they spent almost that much money. Where are they getting the money from? They give these whores like these corporate welfare. They cry about a little gal on welfare getting $160 a month. That's all she's getting. And little fool Sam. And they give these big wig dogs like a Raymond and these oil conglomerates that put their lobbyists tune of $500 billion a year. They actually get money, brothers and sisters. You can actually get money if you do advertising in other countries. They're the way you got to be big time, though. You actually get millions of dollars. That's why they call it pork barrels. And they rob the little folks. No, the ones that are illegal, most of the jobs that they're working, they're not paying taxes. They're sending 80% of the money back to Mexico. And the government there love it that way because they keep the Schmitz in power, the Fox, and the Goldsteins and the Silversteins. They are the ones. When you go to the library again, look at the legislation of Mexico. You're not going to find too many Jorge's in there, all right? That's the truth. May Yahweh help you. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all tonight. Be encouraged. I am. Oh, I hit on the social issues too. And those issues are wrong. They're going to send all your corporate jobs to India. You take what you want to. They're sending them to India every day. They're sending them to China. They're not buying your American-made cars. They're paying people $60 an hour to drive a forklift. It's absurd. It's crazy. $60, $75 to drive a forklift. That's unreal. That's insane. And they can send those jobs to China, and believe me, they are doing it. They're sending them to China. They got 1 billion people. You look up the word oligarchy. Oligarchy. I'm not going to tell you how to spell it. Yeah, I know how to spell it. I want you to look at it. Oligarchies. And these are the oligarchies that run. It's just an elite class of a few rich people. And they run the Russians and the Chinas and the Indians. They run it just like America. Just like America. They run it. And they like me to keep your mind on fantasy, foolish thing, because they love you to do that. You're going to be something. You're not going to be nothing what they want you to be. A labor. Just a bread eater. And we don't think like that because we're too dumb. We're just too ignorant. Why? Because we don't know about to tell us how dumb we are, how little we know. We don't want to know that. These super rich men, they run the world. And they don't care no more about the Mexican than they do the black man, no more about the white man than they do the man in Iran or Iraq. They got their own little social circus where they hobnob. I was telling the brothers one day, I was reading why some of those men, they own yachts now. Do you understand? They all own yachts 300 or 400 feet long. Do you understand that? That Paul Allen out there, he has a yacht about 450 feet long. Sister, the boat, I mean, if you just look at the thing, you say, how, you know, the luxury of those things, my, it's unimaginable. I was telling brother there, Bill Gates' house is 66,000 square feet. 4 bedroom. You hear me? You put about 15 of the dining halls in his house. 4 bedrooms. He had to build another bed. 66,000. Come on.
66,000 square feet. You can put 15 of those, 15 of the dining hall. Can you imagine having a bedroom big as a dining hall? A bedroom this big. But what do you do? He got 4 bedrooms now. Do you hear me? Not 5. Just 4. So they don't care about, they want the illegals, they want the ones that come from China to work. They're going to send the jobs to India. They're going to bring this whore down. She's going to fall. They're going to send the car manufacturer. If this thing lasts, you watch and see what's on. This is going to become a third world nation with poverty, Just like we see in Africa and all over the world, we see the dysfunction. We can see how erratic the environment is. Russia last year during May Day, Reagan is the one that changed May Day around. Really, the Labor Day was held on May the 1st, all right? But Mr. Reagan changed that. But last year, it was going to be clouds in Russia. Mr. Putin said, not so. He said, it's going to be a pretty blue sky day. And they went up, they seen in the clouds and those clouds. China said the other day in Beijing, because they were having all that dust over there. Did y'all read in the papers was there. They said, it's too much dust. What are we going to do? We're going to make it rain. So they went up, they seen in the clouds. They can do that. Then they can see the clouds of Beijing. They can move the clouds away in Russia. Why not go down to Africa and see the clouds and let a little rain there in Darfur and get a little rain to grow some crops? These are wicked men. They're wicked powers, and that's what they are. They actually tell us we're so dumb, so stupid, and ignorant. They literally tell us what they're doing. And we're so caught up in this cartoon, surreal reality, unrealistic lifestyle, worrying about our guts with some chocolate cookies and some trash like that. We have no ability to ascertain or to rationalize things that we see what they're doing because we're stupid people. We're just dumb and ignorant. My people are selfish. That's what he said. Sorry, but that's what Scripture says. May Yahweh bless you. In all things, we bless you tonight, Abba. Bless your people in your shoes, mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you all.